All right, let's start with prayer, shall we, this morning? Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your provisions in each of our lives, Lord. For Lord, even when things go wrong, like this morning, expecting Pastor Tom to be here to preach. But Lord, he hasn't been feeling well and he's not good this morning. And yet, Lord, giving me this series, Lord, two weeks ago, starting it, Father, and Lord, now being able to use it this morning, Lord, as you've provided. And we thank you for your goodness. And Lord, as we talk about what we should be doing, that we should be busy being Christians, Lord, help us here to learn from thy holy word in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Busy being a what Christian? Think about the what honeybee. It's always busy. They're always busy. Springtime, summertime. They're out gathering nectar. But even in the wintertime, they are busy. Not outside the hive, but inside the hive, protecting their queen. She's in the middle of a ball. Those bees slowly rotate in and out to keep her warm and protected. They're always busy being bees. We should be busy being Christians. We should always be busy, not letting our guard down, but busy being Christ ones. And as I typed into my computer Bible program, the word B-E appears over 7,500 times in the Word of God. Now, I didn't look at all of them. Okay, I didn't look at all of them. That was way, 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 way too many to look at. But I did look. I did choose 34 of them. Now, I don't think we're going to do them all today. We're going to look at with some of them. So, let's look at the first one. Be saved. Be saved. Please turn with me to Isaiah 45, please. Isaiah 45. Verse 22. Now I'm going to try to use these glasses, so we'll see how they work. Verse 22, and it says this. In Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. What a place to start. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. We all need to be saved. We all the ends of the earth, needs to be saved. And there's only one God who can do that. Jehovah, the Lord. And that word saved means to be free. Or to be safe, to defend, to deliver, to help, to preserve, to rescue. Be safe, having salvation or to get victory. So think about all that is involved in being saved, sins forgiven, free from sin. I don't have to do that anymore. I've been delivered. I've been rescued from hell and all that entails. I've been delivered from sin. I have salvation presently now. I have victory over it. Over sin and death. Be saved. Are you saved? Are you saved? We are to be saved. That's where it all starts. By being saved being a what Christian. John Gill says this, "This may be taken for a sure and certain thing, that such that look to Christ as the Israelites did just to the brazen serpent, the type of him shall be saved." It's a promise. It is a promise that if we look to him, if we trust in him, we will be saved. And that's where the Christian life starts. Being saved. We should be saved. Our next one. And then we should be holy. Be holy. It starts with salvation, but that's the beginning. We should be holy. Turn with me back to Leviticus, please. Chapter 20. And this verse makes it very clear. Very clear. It says this, just Leviticus 20, verse 7. It says, "Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God." We are to be holy. We are to be like the honeybee, always busy being holy. Sometimes we may think, "Oh, I was holy today." Yeah, well, guess what? It's every day. Be holy. And that word holy means set apart or sacred. Sacred. Do you think of yourself as sacred? That's what the word means. Be holy. Be sacred. Be what set apart for God and just for the things of God. Matthew Henry says this, "The what duties required are two. Number one, that in our principal affections and what aims we be holy. And sanctify yourselves and be holy. Number two, that in all our actions and in the whole course of our conversation, we be obedient to the laws of God. In all that we do, say, think, we should be holy. We should be holy. Just we should be practicing holiness every day, all day. Be holy." And 1 Peter 1:15, let me just read that to you here this morning. "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." And this word holy means sacred. It means physically pure or just morally blameless or just religious, ceremonially consecrated or saint. Do you see yourself as a saint? No, but you are. That's what the word holy means. When I go to the nursing homes, I say, "I am a priest and I am a saint." How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me. It's not Catholicism that teaches me that. It's the Word of God. That I'm a priest. I'm a saint. But I should be holy. Sacred. Set apart for God's work. So the application are just you seeking to be holy, set apart from the world. For God's work, we should be holy. And the world should see that. So many times we're called hypocrites. Why? Well, this might be one of the reasons. Because we're just like them. But we should be set apart for God. Be holy. So be saved. Be holy. Next one, be glad. Be glad. Turn with me to Isaiah 65:18, please. Isaiah 65:18. We have a lot of verses in Isaiah, so. Isaiah 65, verse 18 reads this way. But be glad and rejoice forever in is what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a just rejoicing in her people. A joy. We should be glad and rejoice. Notice, forever. In what God creates. Be glad. That word glad means to bright. To be bright. There's an old hymn that we sing in just nursing home. Brighten the corner where you are. It kind of goes with this verse. Be glad. You may be stuck in a corner. But brighten that corner. Be glad. Be glad. Don't put the dunce cap on and just be frustrated. Or be mad and angry. Be glad. Brighten that corner. Be glad. It also means cheerful, to be glad, joy, to rejoice. We are told to be cheerful. We are told to be joyful. But yet many Christians aren't. Many Christians aren't. They look at the circumstances and it brings them down. Oh yes, life is tough. But God tells us, be busy being glad. I mean, look at all He's done for us. Just look at His creation. Just go outside. Last Monday night, I was driving home. It was dark outside. I had a car were coming at me. But I saw an owl fly over the road. A big owl to it. Big wingspan. Thank you, Lord. I was glad to see that owl. On the next road, I saw a little mouse crossing the road. I don't think the owl saw it. He was up that road. The mouse was on another road. But again, Lord, thank you. That's your creation. That I get to see it. And then a couple days later, I had a deer right in front of me, almost hit. But again, I was glad to see it. There were 11 of them, all what together, coming across the road up by Faith Christian. But be glad, be bright. Thank God. Be joyful. Be cheerful just for the things He has created. Look for them. And my kids always tell me, Dad, keep your eyes on the road. Because I'm looking for the birds. I've seen eagles. I've seen hawks. I enjoy being glad over God's creation. Be glad. In your circumstances, do you find things to be glad for? Look for those things to be cheerful over. They're there. Look for them and be glad. Next, be clean. Be clean. Please turn with me to Isaiah 52. Just back a couple chapters, please. Isaiah 52, verse 11. And it says this. Depart. Depart. Go out from them. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. Be clean. They were carrying the vessels of the Lord, and they were told to be clean. Aren't we vessels of the Holy Spirit? We should be clean as well. And that word clean means to clarify. That is brighten. Think about polishing up. You have an old lamp. It's all dirty and it needs some polish, and you take it and you rub it and you brighten it up. But it also means to examine, to make bright, to cleanse, or just to be clean, clearly polish, purify, to purge out. Sometimes we need to purge out sin. Maybe we have a pet sin that just we've been dealing with, and just we need to purge that sin out. So are you spiritually clean, leaving behind the pollutants of the culture around us? Look at the Believer's Bible commentary says, the exiles are urged to leave behind the pollutants of the land of captivity as they bear the temple vessels back to Jerusalem. Leave behind all of those pollutants, all of those sins. Think about our world. Think about abortion. Somewhat Christians actually agree with abortion. I don't know how, but some do. How can that be? Be clean. That's wrong. That's murder. Be clean. And then homosexuality. There's some more. Some Christians say, oh, yeah, that's acceptable. We just read this morning, just Romans 1. And it clearly said, it's sin. God has handed them over. But yet some Christians accept it. It's sin. We need to be clean. Be clean. And that takes effort. And it takes examination to examine ourselves. First Sunday of the month, we have communion. And just one thing that just we ought to do is examine ourselves. Examine, cleanse ourselves, confess our sin. Next is be merciful. Be merciful. Turn with me, please. Just to Luke chapter 6, please. Back to the New Testament. Luke chapter 6, verse 35, please. Luke 6, 35. All right, Luke 6, 35 and what, 36 for the context. Excuse me. Verse 35 says, but love your enemies and do good and just lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for just He is kind to the unthankful and evil. And verse 36, therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is just merciful. And just we are told to be merciful. Be merciful. Just as our Heavenly Father is. Merciful means compassionate. Showing compassion. Sometimes it's easy to show compassion, but sometimes it's not. And sometimes you don't want to show compassion. You would rather punch them in the nose than show compassion. But yet we are to be merciful. Show compassion. Do you show compassion? Just compassion to others, no matter how you are treated? Now, I think about my neighbors. Nothing bad has happened recently because I'm not teaching Sunday school, I guess. But it has been rather quiet. But early Saturday morning, 1:15 a.m. Somebody different. It's not my neighbor next door. I don't know who this person was, but at 1:15, it went on for 15 minutes at 1:15 a.m. I actually got dressed. I went outside. looked at the car, and I at first thought it was my neighbor's. But I thought, no, that's not their car. It's a different color. It's dark blue instead of black. They were very close. Next thing I know, I see 7 police cars pull up. 7. Yeah, they knew the guy. Banged on him, took him out, arrested him, and he took him away. Now, it could have been different. I could have gone up to that car and banged on that window. That wouldn't be showing mercy, would it? Be merciful. No matter how they treat you, be merciful. The Believer's Bible Commentary says what to be merciful means to forgive just when it is in our power to avenge. I could have avenged it. No, I got a flashlight. I could have popped his window and punched him right in the nose, right? No, not the thing to do, right? Let God deal with it. Be merciful. Be compassionate just toward others. That may give you a chance to witness to somebody by being compassionate. Adam Clark says, a just merciful or just compassionate man, notice, he easily forgets injuries, pardons them just without being solicited, and what does not permit and just repeated returns of inward gratitude to deter him from doing good, even to the unthankful and the unholy. And sometimes you show compassion and there's no thankfulness, there's no gratefulness, there's nothing. They don't say a word and they just walk away expecting it. Well, still be merciful. Still be compassionate. Our next one, it goes right along just with what being merciful, being kind. Ephesians, please. Just Ephesians 4, verse 32, please. Oops. When I go to the nursing home, some of these verses really have just meaning there, because some of those people, they are nasty toward each other. Some of them don't like each other. They hate each other, some of them. So these verses apply not just to us here, but to everyone. So Ephesians 4, verse 32, let me read that to you. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. There's we are told to be kind. Be kind. It's not just a once and done thing, is it? Oh, I was kind to that person today. I don't need to be kind anymore. Be kind. It's a continual thing, isn't it? And Strong says, kind means useful. Do something useful for somebody else. Better, goodness, gracious, kind. Think about your speech. Is it gracious? Is it gracious? I know I have a voice that sometimes my kids think I am yelling just when I'm not. I just raise my voice and to them I'm yelling. Well, I have one of those voices and I don't mean to sound that way, but sometimes that's how I come across. And so I have been trying to calm my voice. Be kind. Be gracious. Don't be loud like I usually am. Be gracious. Bring it down a notch. Are you kind to others? Are you just useful and gracious? Man, that even sounds good, doesn't it? Useful and gracious. That's what we should be. We should be busy being just useful and gracious. God wants to use us. God wants to use us. But are we useful and what gracious? Are we kind to one another? Adam Clark says a Christian cannot be a savage And he need not be a bore. Never put any person to needless pain. Now that doesn't mean that just we shouldn't just confront sin. We should. But we should do it graciously, kindly. Kindly. Next, be thankful. Be thankful. Turn with me to Colossians 3:15. Just Colossians 3:15, please. It says this, and well, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also just you were called in one body, and be thankful. We should be busy being thankful. I know in Sunday school and in some of my sermons, I have mentioned this numerous times. We should be thankful people. There's always things to be thankful for. All we have to do is look. It was just like that owl flying over. I was glad to see that owl. Yeah, just in a 2-hour meeting. You up at the school. Yeah, we're just pretty much, it was, well, I won't say. But I'm going home. What a waste of time. And there goes that owl. Boop. Ah, thank you, Lord. I'm glad I saw that owl. Thankfulness. For even the small things. And that word thankful just means simply to be grateful. To be grateful. Teenagers, there's only one. Jenny. Are you grateful for your parents? Are you grateful for your children? Are you grateful for each other? Thankful for what God has given. And just possessions, needs, wants, each other, we should be thankful all the time. Be thankful. It's a continuous thing. Are you grateful to God for His blessings? Do you tell Him about it? Do you thank Him for it? Or do you just tell Him what you want? We ought to be thankful. Thankful. Be thankful. It's a continuous thing. And so Albert Barnes says this, hey, the spirit of with thankfulness would tend much to promote harmony and peace. And think about the person who complains all the time. I used to work with somewhat people like that. It never produced harmony and peace. There was always contention. Always contention. He was never thankful for anything. And ungrateful people is commonly they were tumultuous, agitated, restless, and dissatisfied people. Man, kind of sounds like the USA today, huh? Yeah, agitated, dissatisfied. Yeah, they're not thankful. Nothing better tends to promote peace and order than what gratitude to God for His mercies. When's the last time you thank God for His mercies? When's the last time? God, thank you for your mercies. They're new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Next B is be wise. We are told to be wise. Matthew 10:16. Let me just read this to you. It says, behold, I just send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I just could have pulled two out of here. Just be what wise and be harmless. But I just chose be wise. And that word wise means intelligent, prudent, mindful of just one's interests. We should be intelligent And we should act that way, shouldn't we? We should be wise. And you know, sometimes we aren't, are we? I know a couple years ago I was doing some trim work in my house. I had an air nailer sticking up some trim, and all of a sudden I put my hand in what front of it, and I shot myself with the air nailer. Stuck right in the bone. And that wasn't wise, was it? And that was not intelligent. I wasn't thinking. Well, we shouldn't be that way. We should be wise, be intelligent, think before you act. Well, that night I did not. And so I tried to pull it out myself, and I couldn't do it. So I had to go up to Easton Hospital, and they just simply pulled it out. Okay. No damage done. There was nothing done. But with some of the, I had a couple of nurses say, "Hey, just can I see that? I have never seen anybody nail themselves before." So I had to, show it to them, Be wise. Be intelligent. Or else everybody else wants to see what you did wrong, right? Be wise. Be intelligent. Are what you wise? How you live, how you act, are you intelligent? Are you wise? There's a lot of fools out there, aren't there? There's a lot of fools. That guy would beep, beeping the horn at just 1:15. He was not wise. And the cops knew him, so apparently he's not been wise before. But we are to be wise. And then lastly, be doers. James 1:22. Let me just read this since it's almost time here. But be doers of the word. And just not hearers only. Deceiving yourselves. And that word doer means a performer. Or one who obeys or just fulfills the law. We ought to be performing the Word of God. What we're told to do, we should perform. Think about a race car. They put that motor in and it better perform, right? It better perform the best it can. We should perform as well. We should be doers of the Word. We should be performing just what the Word says. What the Word tells us we should be doing. No excuses. So, are you a doer of the Word? Do you do what it says? Do you, Matthew 5, love your enemies? Pray for them. Do you forgive one another? Are you gracious and kind and merciful? Are you clean? Are you holy? We should be doers of the Word. And we'll stop right there. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Word. And Lord, for all these B's that Lord, you just tell us how just we should be living. As I mentioned, the honeybee in the beginning, that what honeybee's always doing what it's supposed to do. And Lord, help us to do what just we're supposed to do. May we be busy being Christians, being Christ ones, being disciples. In Jesus' name, amen.